I'm Pastor Rebecca Wicker, and I'm pastor of Summer Memorial Lutheran Church here in Newberry. I'm also an adjunct professor of religion here at Newberry College and part of the class of 2012. Our reading today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Writing this, I think back to families I have walked with while planning funerals. I think back to the ways in which they have mourned. When I was an intern in seminary, my supervisor wanted me to gain experience being present with and ministering to families in times of loss. Each year, the intern would be an on-call clergy for the local funeral home, offering pastoral care and services to any families who did not have a home church or pastor, but who wanted a Christian funeral. I was a part of 24 funerals that year, meeting in the homes of strangers, offering my time, a listening ear, and comfort where I could. Every family, every situation, every lost loved one was unique, but I consistently found myself wondering about each family after my time with them came to a close. What did the days after look like? Since becoming a pastor in my own parish, I've been able to see families after the funeral. I've been able to meet with them and be with them the day after the funeral, as well as the next days, the next weeks, the next months. Every situation is different, and there's no formula for grief and mourning, but I have seen how this promise in the Beatitudes comes to fruition. I have seen how the community of faith bands together and offers comfort. I've seen congregations walk with friends as they put one foot in front of the other. The family who feels the loss is not left alone, and the person who died is not forgotten. To be comforted implies that the one who mourns is not alone. This passage promises that the journey of mourning does not lie along an abandoned road. Jesus promises that we are not alone and that mourning will give way to comfort. Just as days grow incrementally longer as we head into spring, mourning will find its way to a place of comfort. Mourning will not last forever. Sure, there may be rainy days or gloomy days, but God promises that the darkness of mourning will not be the last word. Let us pray. Loving God, we give thanks for your healing and peace. May we give comfort to those who mourn, and know that you walk with us in times of sorrow. Amen.